Hello.
Welcome to Midaki Green Chapel. I'm a senior pastor of this church, Hiroshi Horikawa. You guys are leaving, huh? Ah, miss you. I went to a seminary in California, Fuller Theological Seminary. I miss California. I like Japan. Well, today I'd like to share my testimony because I went to Kumamoto last week. From week before Friday to Monday, I stayed 4 days in Kumamoto Prefecture. As you know, they had an earthquake. So I'd like to share my experience, and also I'd like to share the Word of God. Let me read the Bible before I share my experience. Ecclesiastes 11, 1 to 2. I showed two different versions of NIV, both are NIV though, verse 1 to 2. Ship your grain across the sea. After many days, you may receive a return. Invest in 7 ventures. Yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days, you will find it again. Give portions to 7, yes to 8, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. For me, the older version of NIV is, you know, I read many times, so it's my what I remembered. Of course, the meaning is the same. Especially verse 2 says, give portions to 7, yes to 8, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. I did not pay attention to this verse until we had disaster in our country, major disasters after Kansai earthquake. I read through this scripture many times, but I did not pay attention. I thought, you know, this is this disaster means something happened in different countries, you know, not my country, but. We experienced many disasters in our country, so the word, this scripture sounds me, you know, more like familiar, more fit my heart, you know, it's like the true word of God to me. This is the list of major disasters in Japan after 1995. Which was the Hanshin Awaji earthquake. It was the earthquake 1995 in winter. I still remember I was in Hiroshima, the earthquake, but well, we felt the earthquake. You remember that over 6,000 people died right after the earthquake, or after, especially a fire occurred after the earthquake. The people, many people, were died by the fire, and also after this earthquake, we in Japan, this country, realized that PTSD. You know, before this earthquake, we did not say anything about PTSD. The major disaster makes our hearts big damage. You know, and it happens. It occurs after and after and after, even the disaster are gone. But after our Hanshin Awaji earthquake. Those are major disasters. 2004 in Niigata Prefecture, earthquake almost the same level as the Hanshin Awaji, but it happened in countryside. Not so many houses, not so many trains on roads, so the casualties are not like Hanshin Awaji, but the size of earthquake was almost the same, 6.5. 2007, also in Niigata Prefecture, different area, but almost the same size of earthquake in Niigata. And 15 people were died, but dead. And 1911, May 11th, you remember the major earthquake hit Tohoku area. Over 20,000 people were dead and missing, still missing. And remember the in Fukushima atomic what did that say? Oh, plant, yeah. It happened. I went to that area a couple of times. I visited as a volunteer and also as a counselor. I visited the junior high school in Iwate Prefecture. I talked to many junior high school kids 3 months after the earthquake, and they were so damaged and afraid. It was 2011. And also the same year, in Kyushu area, typhoon hit. Over 110 people were dead. And 2014, 2 years ago, the area, the northern area of Hiroshima City, landslide happened. It's August 20th, about 2 years before. Our church and other churches in Hiroshima get together and help the people. You know, we made a volunteer center and recruited volunteers from all over Japan, and we help the people and still we're helping. Was about 80 people were dead. And last year, 2015, the heavy rain hit the Tochigi prefecture. And nobody were dead, but the over 10,000 houses are sink under water. They still have a hard time. And this year, Kumamoto, Kyushu area, earthquake hit. There's 50 people are dead, over 50 people are dead. But you know, in this earthquake, the area, I visited that area, is not the. They did not have any fire, and because they did not. It was they hit the two twice, you know, and once in the daytime and the second time in the midnight. So they did not use the fire, so the fire did not happen. But. The damage is, the people are, not so many people are dead, but the houses were totally broken. Let me show my report. This is the church. Kumamoto, East Kumamoto Christ Church. This is the right side of the church. This is this part, in this part the pastors are were living. And used to be this part of the church, sanctuary. And they're now torn down and take out the broken parts. But this is the second floor. The first floor are gone. And in the bathroom, the daughter of the pastor were packed. She could not get out for 5 hours. Yeah. I met her. And they had to abandon this church. They're looking for the new place. Because this, I'll show the other around this church. You know, the over 10,000 houses are broken, and more than 50,000 or 60,000 of the houses, of course, they're about their roofs, their kawara, you know, but broken. So if you fly over Kumamoto, you can see blue Kumamoto because they put the blue seats on the roof. It's hard to find constructors. So they want to crush the house and take the things out, but if they ask the government, at least they have to wait 3 years. How could they rebuild their house? This is the area close to the church. You know the blue seat? This is the second floor of the house. Crushed on the first floor. Totally gone. Nobody live this area, nobody. That white one, it looks new, but it's broken. And over 5,000 people are still live in gymnasium, refugee. They don't have place to live. And the government now built the temporary house, but it's not enough for the victims. Kumamoto is hot, hotter than Hiroshima. See my tan, so hot. Okay, I'll show you the last one. Yeah, this is apartment. This is second floor. It's not the first one. The people in the first floor are dead. But look at this house. No damage. And this white house, this one, no damage. Because how they built, you know, the old one, especially the wood, Japanese old style, and kawara is heavy. Those kind of houses are broken. But newer, the roof is light, you know, and they use a different structure. It looks okay. When I saw this, I remember the parable of Jesus, of the building on the sand or a rock. You know, Jesus said, if you build on the sand or rock, it looks the same if anything happens. But it happens something, it's heavy rain, the house on the sand was broken totally. You know, this is what happened in Kumamoto. Okay, that's okay. That's all right. I went to Kumamoto with two pastors and three high school boys. Basically, pastors went there to help the pastors to preach at the Kumamoto church, because pastors are so tired, you know, taking care of their churches, their family, you know, and also the managing the volunteer stuff. So we went there and preached just one sermon, but we could give them a little rest, not to prepare for the sermon. And also went to that place, show, to take out some the old people. They were living refugee, but they want to take something out. The broken houses. They could not go there. So we asked them, you know, what kind of things you want to take out. So we went there, and hard to find, you know. You can see, but they want to have the pictures, and the books, and something important. But unfortunately, or you know, sadly. Money and some important stuff are stolen right after the disaster, even in Japan. Yeah. So sad and shame. But the people wants to have something important for them. So we went there and looking, and something would happen. And now some people are starting moving through from the refugee to the temporary house. So we help to move, but the belongings are not a lot, you know, because they lost most of everything. But help them to carry their clothes and some belongings. And in the group who are supporting the people in Kumamoto, the Christian, there are many volunteer groups, but the Christian volunteer group is called Kyushu Christian Disaster Relief something, you know. They give us the place to stay, that is church, like this. And we stay in the church 4 days, and they arrange the job for the volunteers. And I was surprised that many people not from Japan come to help Kyushu. Singapore, 30 people from one church, 20 from Taiwan, 40 from Korea. Not one time though, the different. And one from California, Ah, he's a Japanese, you know, the second, third generation of Japanese. He brought his younger sons like you and stayed 3 days to help the Kyushu people. And he said he went to Tohoku too. Yeah, because his blood is Japanese, so he wants to do something for the Japanese people. Wonderful Christian. He wants to show how to help the people to the sons. You know, it's a good experience for them. So if you want to help, you want to be volunteer, they are more than welcome. Because as I showed, they just start to recover their life, you know. But it's going to be a long term, maybe 5 years and 10 years and more. In those cases, like disasters, the people help, people go for volunteer, maybe 1 month or 3 months. You know, after that, they forget what happened. But the people in that kind of area, they have to fight for a long time to recover their own life. So my conclusion is, as the Ecclesiastes said, invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. As I said, 2014, we had landslide in Hiroshima. And at that time, the many people from Kumamoto came to help us. So this earthquake in Kumamoto, we have to go to Kumamoto and help them. But we did not go right after, because I know they need long-term help. So we went there last week. So the Bible said, disaster may come upon the land. Your land, your country, your place. And you know the disasters, not the landslide or earthquake or typhoon, you know, happens more frequently than ever. We don't know. What next? The questions. So the Bible said, invest in 7 ventures. Invest or give portions. Share you have. This is what we could before the disaster hit us. They say you have to prepare for yourselves. That's the TV. That's the mass media said. You have to prepare water, food. Yes, it's okay. It's okay. But it runs out, you know. Even the water, maybe 3 days. The food, not 1 week. No. But if you help the others, they will help you. If you invest in 7 ventures or 8, if you give your portions to your friends, your neighbors, they will give back to you. So the last question, what you invest? Invest your money, invest your time, effort, love, word, life, wow, etc., etc., etc. But we cannot forecast. We cannot tell what time, what kind of disaster will hit us. But we can do, we can invest, or we can share our love. That's the preparation for next disaster. Like our Lord Jesus did for us. He invests his life, his everything for us. That was the best invest. He shared what he did. But when he died on the cross, anybody knew what he did. Anybody did not understand what he did. But he invested his life. That is what Jesus did. So we, his disciples, what we could do? What do you invest? Not for others, but for you. Ship your grain across the sea. After many days, you may receive a return. Invest in seven ventures? Yes, in eight. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for your wisdom. Whatever we see, the news of disaster, we feel sorry and we think how we could prepare for disasters. And we go for prepare ourselves. We buy water, food. But the Bible says, but you said to me, to us, invest your love to your neighbors, like Jesus did. Love your neighbors. Share what you have. Then they'll help you. Lord, we live in the 21st century. Major disasters happen all over the world. We don't know our tomorrow. Lord, let us follow your words. In Jesus' name, we pray.